take a moment and get comfortable in a seated position. You want to be alert, not sleepy, but relaxed and open. Close your eyes if that feels okay. And as you close your eyes, let that mark a shift in your attention. Feel your attention move from the outer world to your inner world. I'm going to speak more slowly as we proceed, with more space between my words, to help you feel more deeply into your inner world, moment by moment. Start to notice the natural rhythm of your breath. And as you notice the quality of your breathing, make adjustments based on your desire to feel good. Maybe a slower breath would feel better. Maybe breathing a little more deeply into your belly or your chest would feel better. Start making whatever adjustments feel good in relation to how you're breathing. As you make these adjustments, however big or small, notice the improvement in how you feel physically. Notice the improvement in how you feel mentally. And notice the improvement in how you feel emotionally. You can also just notice the improvement in how you feel very generally. Keep going with this for a few moments. Let your desire to feel good guide you as you improve and adjust the way that you're using your breath. There's no limit to the refinements you can make. As you improve and refine your breathing to feel better and better, let yourself feel the satisfaction, the enjoyment of actually improving your life experience in this very moment. Now and now and now. Let the sensation of breath feel good. Do what you need to do to enjoy it. Now, enjoy yourself enjoying it. Let yourself be aware of who is wanting a better feeling experience in this moment, and who is creating a better feeling experience in this moment, and who is enjoying a better feeling experience in this moment. It's you, and you, and you. It's you wanting to feel good. That's such a wonderful thing to want. It's you creating a good feeling for yourself. That's such a wonderful thing to be creating. It's you enjoying this good feeling that you want and that you are creating for yourself. That's cause for appreciation. Let your appreciation for yourself flow. Thank yourself for wanting this. Thank yourself for creating this. Thank yourself for enjoying this. Let your appreciation right now flow as energy or sensation within you. Feel the pleasure you get from you appreciating you in this moment. It really is a moment-to-moment thing. You're either allowing it and taking pleasure and nourishment from it in each moment, or you're not. In this moment, see how much appreciation and pleasure you can allow yourself just from you enjoying the experience you're creating for you. Come back now to your desire to feel good. Really notice the desire. Notice the quality of the desire. Can you allow the desire to be strong and also to feel good? Never tipping into gripping or grasping. Just nice and easy. Wanting to feel good is the most basic and natural human desire. Let it flow in you. Let it fill you, animating you. And let it be agreeable, pleasurable, easy. Keep noticing and adjusting your quality of breath to give you more pleasure and better feeling experience. Now let this noticing and adjusting include your whole body. Notice how you're holding your head, your face, your shoulders. Where can you bring more ease, more comfort, more allowing? Where can you make adjustments and refinements to allow a better feeling right in this moment? Your body will tell you if you listen. Notice too, are you telling yourself stories right now? In words or images, thoughts or memories? As you focus on bringing a better feeling experience to yourself, through adjustments in your breath and body, what is your mind doing? Is it aligned with your desire to feel good? Can you let your mind relax in a similar way to how you're letting your body relax? Can you make adjustments in your mental posture similar to your physical posture? Keep moving your attention through your body, bringing softness, relaxation, ease to every part that wants it. Let your breath be the vehicle. Breathe softness and ease into every part of your body that's asking for it. This is the desire to feel good being expressed and fulfilled at a very basic level. It's a beautiful thing to connect with your basic desire and to fulfill it, just like this. Keep letting appreciation for yourself rise in you. Feel appreciation for yourself for wanting to feel good, for finding ways to feel good through your breath and your body. Feel yourself as both the appreciated and the appreciator. This part is important. To appreciate yourself as both the giver and the receiver of good feeling experiences. This appreciation from yourself to yourself bridges the gap between you and you. It completes a circuit and provides, if you allow it, the deepest connection with yourself, a homecoming, real belonging. Notice how unconditional it is. It depends upon no one else. It's only about you. It's by you, for you. It's the best kind of self-centeredness and self-satisfaction. If you've been taught that it's bad to be self-centered, think again. Let it go. This is basic nourishment, basic fulfillment, basic satisfaction. Be self-centered in this way. Give yourself the gift of your own attentiveness and loving presence and appreciation. This is easy, right? But it doesn't do itself. You have to actually do it. This exercise that we're doing here, that I'm guiding you through, it's real, it's powerful, but only when you do it. The nourishment and satisfaction of being in presence with yourself, of simply adjusting your breath and body and mind to feel better and better, of appreciating your desire and your ability to feel good for your own selfish benefit and pleasure. All of this is an in-the-moment thing. It doesn't work to just remember that last time you did it, or to think about doing it later. You have to actually do it if you want to get the benefit. A lot of things are like that. So use this guided embodiment exercise often. This is how you create a life experience that is satisfying and loving and fun and whatever else you want it to be from the inside out. If you continue to do this exercise often, I recommend daily, you will find that you bring the essence of it wherever you go, and that you drop easily and quickly into this self-satisfying space where you're making refinements and adjustments to your body and mind in virtually any circumstance. But first, you need to practice it quite a few times. Fortunately, practicing it is far from a burden. It's one of the best gifts you can give yourself and receive from yourself.